pots up over that rod, and have these things would have a ring up in it, and you'd have take a chain and put what's called a lap link in there, put that in there, and you brad that together. That lap link was open, you see, and it crooked over and all like that, but spread it open, and then you put this other link in there and ring over that ring, and then clamp it. And then down here you make that thick, any kind of little old thing you could make a box or plank out of, a piece of wood. A lot of them just have pieces of wood and run them chain down through it, and then you go
around.
If I push this thing around, you'd have, I never seen one rigged up like that, only with just three or four out in the country like
all right.
that.
All right, and if you see two children playing on the seesaw, what would you say they're doing? They are...
They're just always said, look at them seesawing, look at them seesawing.
Right. And what do you call this toy that's maybe a rope or a chain suspended from a limb or a bar, or maybe two of them with a board, and the children would go back and forth this way? That's
what we always call it, a homemade swing.
Right. And what do you call that vessel that you would bring the coal in and have it sitting by the side of the...
Coal scuttle.
And would you call it something different if it stayed there all the time? It was a different word from the one that you took outside.
They would take up the ashes, empty the coal bucket, and take the ashes up and carry that out.
Any difference between a coal bucket and a coal scuttle? The same thing.
Well, it should. A lot of people use something else, but a regular coal scuttle wouldn't be no difference in them, because they had a
slanted out
place where you could pull that coal in, because a lot of that coal was fine, and it wouldn't make no mess. Where it is, as I said, a lot of people have used other old tin cans for a bucket, and call it a bucket. But.
Right. And what do you call that piece of a metal circle that goes from the stove over to the flue or to the chimney that takes the smoke from the from the stove to the place where it goes out? Call that
the stove pipe.
All right. And what about that piece of equipment that you use to move things from one place to another? It just had one wheel and you could set it down, and there were two pegs and have two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
All right, and what about if you were cutting wheat or something with a scythe and it was getting dull? Would you sometimes carry something in your pocket to sharpen it with?
Carried what we call that regular whetstone, cradle, you'd call that sickle, and then they had what to come out with what to call a cradle, and it would hold this all in there different from why you was using a sickle to cut it, because you'd had all that. Well, you made thing, what's called a wedding cradle wedding stone or sickle wedding stone.
Right.
Had that in your pocket.
And what about if it were just very dull and you took it to the barn or somewhere where there was a bigger sharpening stone on a stand and it had a handle? What'd you call that?
That was a grindstone.
All right.
Grindstone.
And if you're going to take someone to town, you would drive them in the machine that you'd go downtown in.
Yeah, if you're going, I didn't know where you're speaking about, loading something, a cattle or something.
No, just ride downtown.
Yeah, ride downtown. We just take them in the buggy or wagon, either
one. And now you go in a...
car.
And do you ever call a car anything else?
A lot of people call them automobiles and all like that. There's so many different makes, but when they first come out, as far as I remember, for curiosity of the thing, way back when there wasn't but a few, and a lot of them was made quite different, and they sort of looked like didn't do too well. A lot of people just always call them an old flip-flop, and you know what they say. Look at that old, what old so-and-so, he ain't got nothing on no flip-flops. So that ain't nothing.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah, that was getting them
on. They weren't sure that it was going to be successful.
Well, that's right.
And what is it that every